Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg at Power Systems Design. As we move inexorably towards our electric future, one of the biggest outliers is commercial air travel. Jet fuel is just a ton more efficient than electric and other alternatives, and it may be a while before we can close the gap, if ever. A completely different idea would be an exponentially quicker form of ground transportation, like, for example, Elon Musk's Hyperloop idea, or the University of Houston theory of using superconductors to power magnetically levitated trains and to transmit electrical power without energy loss. On the line, we've got Dr. Zifeng Ren, the director of the Texas Center for Superconductivity at the University of Houston, and who also came up with the superconductor concept. So, Dr. Ren, thanks for joining us. And what's the impetus behind your superconductor concept? What sort of problem does it solve?
Good morning. Thank you, Jason, for the opportunity to talk to your people, audience, or listeners. The superconductivity, as you understand, is a conductor does not have resistance. Since there is no resistance, that means you can transmit electrical power without loss. Currently, the power grid, we do transmit electrical power, and we have certain loss, which is why we need to use high voltage to transmit electrical power. Otherwise, your loss will be too much. So superconductor has this special property, this zero resistance, and you can transmit electrical power with a loss. Also, you can store a huge amount of electrical power without a loss over a very long time. And that's the beauty of superconductors.
Okay, now I think a lot of people may have heard of the Hyperloop maglev concept, but not this specifically. What are some of the fundamental differences between the two ideas?
So the difference between Elon Musk's Hyperloop and my concept here from the University of Houston is very different. What I can first say is that Elon Musk's Hyperloop concept really is for only transport of people and then potential goods. That's all. It's just two functions. My concept has at least 10 functions into a single system, and we use the superconductor to transmit electrical power, to store electrical power. That's two functions already. And then at the same time, our system, we use the liquid hydrogen to cool the superconductor. And then liquid hydrogen itself is a very high energy density source, clean source, very clean. When hydrogen burns and you or use a fuel cell or whatever other transformation to generate electrical power, you not only get electrical power, also the byproduct is there's no carbon dioxide or whatever whatsoever, but it's pure water, which is very environmentally friendly. So with hydrogen transported, also hydrogen stored, so you add two more functions to the system. At the same time, because my system, my concept has very high speed of the moving vehicles, instead of like 70, 80 miles per hour, we are talking about 400 miles per hour. So in this way, you can imagine the domestic, if you are trying to go from Boston to Los Angeles across America from east to west coast, and you are talking about this, and 10 hours you have your car driving from Boston to Los Angeles. So at the same time, when you reach Los Angeles, you still have your car, so you don't have to worry about a taxi or rent a car. The maximum flexibility is there for if you want to take airplane, you can only go when airplane takes off. You cannot go anytime you want. But if you have your own car, use the superconducting levitated super system, you can go anytime you want. You decide your schedule. It's not other people. And obviously, if the airplane, domestic airplane, is much fewer than before, the environmental concern is much relieved because you don't need the airplane does not burn that much fuel to produce carbon dioxide anymore. At the same time, this is superconducting levitated super system. All the vehicles, personal cars, trucks, school bus, whatever the moving vehicles on the road, you don't burn a single drop of fuel. Really, everything is electrical, and that will significantly reduce the carbon dioxide emitted by all the vehicles. And at the same time, this superconducting levitated super system is very safe because superconducting levitation has itself a very unique property. It's a flux pinning. So your car is firmly stuck to the road, levitated, but it also attached to the road. There's no way, no possibility the car will be derailed or be crashing with other cars. And so the safety is highly improved. As you know, nowadays in the world, every year there's more than 1.3 million deaths due to traffic. So with this super system, in one day, fully implemented, and the number of deaths due to traffic accident will be very much reduced to a very small number. So you have all sorts of benefits, and basically into a one system, even though the system, of course, just like Elon Musk's Hyperloop, it's going to be expensive to get it down first. But as soon as it's done, my system has, as I said, at least 10 functions into a single system, and each function will be much cheaper, and economically it's really viable.
Okay, and now as your press release mentioned, superconductor research has been going on since 1987. So why hasn't it been commercialized for transportation purposes as of yet, and how can we overcome that issue?
Well, that's a very good question. As you know, the fact it is true, the high temperature superconductors has been discovered since 1986. A lot of demonstration, fundamental research, and technology has been developed to show the magnetic train is possible to use a superconductor. But you don't see a magnetic train system over long distances running anywhere in the world. This is why when I look at this issue and I came up with this new concept, the reason for that is because the magnetic train is the track, the road has to be paved. Basically, you put all the permanent magnets there. And then each vehicle or train or vehicle, you have to have a superconductor on it. And then the superconductor obviously carries the cryogenic system, a moving cryogenic system. It's another complication, which is, for that system, it's only single purpose, people or mass transportation, which is why it's expensive, which is why it's not everywhere nowadays. And then that is exactly the same reason I just mentioned before. My concept put the transportation, electrical power transmission, hydrogen storage, hydrogen transport, everything put into together. And now I think it is time. It is really the right time to think about putting superconductor into actual application in consideration of the society's moving to hydrogen. These two works together can really make the superconducting levitated super highway system possible. And basically, you are talking about convert the current highway system into not only transportation network system, but also a energy, future energy, clean energy network, and which is why I think it is the right time now.
Okay, now, you sort of got into this already, but From a qualitative and quantitative perspective, how would the concept compare to traditional air travel, other than the lack of emissions, as you mentioned?
Well, traditional air travel, when the distance is long enough, you have to take airplane. Otherwise, but of course, you can drive. It's just a matter of time. You drive longer. Give an example, like here from Houston to Los Angeles. You have to drive a little bit over 20 hours, which is why people normally don't drive unless you are trying to take the road trip also sort of as a recreational site, you know, sightseeing. That purpose, you drive. Otherwise, you take the flight. So take the flight, obviously, from Houston to Los Angeles. You know, the flight time is like 3.5 hours. You have to go two hours ahead to go to airport, and then when you reach Los Angeles, you have to go take taxi, all sorts of those things, going to wherever you want. So total will be easily 6 to 7 hours. So with my super system, if you drive instead of 75 miles per hour, now you can go 400 miles per hour. You can reach from Houston to Los Angeles about 5 hours. And then that makes air travel not absolutely needed. So technology, obviously, will change people's travel method, either drive or by air. So.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dr. Wren. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for joining us. Stay safe and healthy, and have a great day.